Hey, hey, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Valley Girls.
It better be your favorite podcast.
If it's not, we're coming for you.
You're canceled.
Refer back to our last episode on cancel culture.
For more information about cancel culture, refer to last week's episode.
All of our episodes flow into one another perfectly.
They're like puzzle pieces.
Seamless.
Like jigsaws.
Where does the word come from?
I don't know. That's a good question. Why is it like jigsaw is just a puzzle, right?
Has anyone ever read the book Jigsaw Jones?
What the? Ask Yuki.
I can't say that I have.
You're fake.
Fake.
Your account blocked.
It's canceled. There's a new book called The Jigsaw Man that I've been seeing all over Instagram.
Mm, sounds exciting.
Well, Jigsaw Jones is like a children's book. It's like a children's chapter book, similar to like Junie B. Jones.
Mm. I love Junie B. Jones.
Is that a zillennial?
Oh, that could very well be a zillennial thing.
Why do we do this with all of our episodes? We like hint at things. But yeah, I'm actually really excited for this episode because I feel like we have some like fun games and stuff lined up, kind of talking about zillennials.
What the heck is a zillennial?
Well, stay tuned to find out. But before we get into our fun topic, I have something to share. But
God, it's all about
I
you.
Made a big purchase. Actually, ooh, not that big, but I bought, Sydney knows, but I bought.
You made or you bought?
No, I made a big purchase. I bought a keyboard. A piano keyboard.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Thanks. I'm excited about it. I haven't played piano in like forever, but I'm ready to take up not even a new activity, but fill up my time during quarantine.
Maybe you can do a new intro for us.
Oh yeah, I'll compose something.
What is your song of choice? Your first order of business?
Do you know there are so many songs that I want to play? I have them all like saved.
Dude, I'll give you my sheet music.
Yeah,
I'll get, like, copies. I'm not gonna give you my sheet music, but I'll give you copies.
Okay, that's nice.
Did you ever do the Game of Thrones theme song? You should do that.
No, I could do that. You don't even understand because recently on Spotify, I've been listening to a lot of piano, like just renditions of things. So many things come on, and I'm like, ooh, save that. I'm gonna like find the notes for that and play it. So there's a lot of stuff that I want to play. I'm really excited.
This is a long-standing obsession
for like getting a piano.
Yeah.
I think I realized like at the beginning of this week I was listening to like some classical music or something and I was like, oh, I really miss playing and I really think I have so much time now that there's really no excuse.
You really think you have so much talent?
No, it's gonna be so hard because I barely remember how to read notes. It's gonna be brutal, but we can do it, guys. I'm excited.
We?
Yeah.
You guys are here to support me. And I just wanted to share that news because it was big, big stuff
for
me.
That is a big purchase. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Anyone else?
Yamaha?
No, I didn't get a Yamaha, but I found another one that's supposed to be similar to like a real piano. Because I realized that with keyboards, like a lot of them aren't touch sensitive. So like no matter how hard you press a key, it's the same volume, which is different than a piano. Because with a piano, you can like play lighter or play stronger.
Mm.
So I found one that's imitates that, so it's touch sensitive,
so you can let it all out.
Yeah, because I think it's important to be able to like change the volume.
Oh yeah, that's half the song,
right? That's 90% of the song.
Yeah,
99.
Yeah, so I did a lot of research.
That's the whole song.
It's really,
what is the thing, staccato? Is that the term?
That is a term. It's not the one we were looking for.
When it's like,
but it's staccato is like when you're like,
oh yeah,
oh,
it's like very sharp.
There's forte, piano.
Piano is a term.
Yeah. Piano means quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Yuki's nice. Not a musician.
What instrument did you play in school?
Trumpet. Loud and proud.
I can't imagine that. But also,
I remember Yuki playing trumpet.
Right.
I had a horrifying experience when I guess I didn't valve up the tubes or enough. And I went to put one of the things down and my finger got stuck in it. And I had to have someone in class pull it up for me. And I had a hematoma, like a huge purple blood blister from it. So,
guys, trumpet's dangerous.
That's my
hematoma.
Hematoma.
Dude, I'm really sorry.
I remember.
We shouldn't be talking about music because of this experience.
It was actually traumatizing. And my mom, whenever I would play a song for my mom on the trumpet, she would start laughing before I played.
Oh my God.
It was just funny because it was really loud. I don't want to burp. Like,
okay.
That was such a great sound. The
motion you're making is trombone.
I know, I messed up. I don't want to talk about it.
Can you do it one more time?
Burp.
I just say, I'm going to shout out your brother, Yuki. I remember Hunter playing flute.
I'm sorry. I was not aware.
No, but then he couldn't do it. Well, because
it didn't happen for very long.
And then he switched to clarinet real fast.
Yeah. He tried for like 2 weeks. He couldn't make a sound come from it.
Dude, flute's really hard.
I remember him doing clarinet, though.
Yeah, because he did band in middle school.
I saw where he came from. Dude, band in like middle school was the most annoying thing. I did not enjoy it.
Who did?
Yeah, it was just lugging your instrument around. Yeah, but I don't know if it's the same for other people, but for us it was a requirement, like band or choir.
It shouldn't have been. There should have been a third option.
Should have gone with choir. They had it way easier.
Would you have to do any solo stuff in choir?
No, only if you wanted to.
Oh, I should have done choir.
Yeah. No, not everybody did a solo. Are you kidding me? Nobody would come to those concerts.
Well, I meant like in class or if they made you, like if they evaluated you in class.
I don't know. We have to ask a choir kid.
I don't want to talk to a choir kid, I'll be honest.
They're going to stop listening.
Bro,
you know our main demographic, right?
I am speechless.
Bro, we're big in the singing community, so.
Bro, we were just singing before this.
We had a really good jam session.
We have some tunes that we want to talk about. So if you're in the industry of recording and.
We can harmonize. We can. No other.
I heard a little preview and I can vouch for you.
No one else should.
Have you guys been listening to anything new lately? I'm always like out of music. I've been defaulting to piano music. This is what I've come to.
I don't listen to music.
I look at what you guys listen to on Spotify.
Oh, please don't.
Do you guys not do the friend thing?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've commented on yours before.
Yeah, I love creeping on.
Please never do that to me. That's literally so embarrassing. I feel so invaded. And that's why I don't when people are like, let's follow each other on Spotify. I don't like that.
You can do a private session.
How do you do that?
Just do private session.
Yeah.
Oh my. Okay. Another question. I was talking to Rads and she was like, I have so many playlists. And I literally was like, I have one. Well, I have two. One for songs that I like and another one for
songs you don't like?
That would be the obvious choice. No, but I literally have like two or three playlists. And she was like, that's super weird. Why don't you have more playlists?
I have barely any that I even use. Making a playlist is probably the single hardest thing you could do.
For me, it's like I don't have different vibes. It's what I'm currently liking.
Yeah, and it's the process of compiling all the songs.
I'm just not going to sit down and make a playlist.
I have this many.
Holy
cow.
That's
a lot.
But I've deleted some too. I mean, most of them were from when I was younger. But one of them's called I Hate Naming Playlists.
Why would you, when Spotify has so many playlists already made for you, and you can search up other people's playlists, why would you go to the trouble of making
Because for me, it's
because you're a freeloader and some people are not.
Yeah.
Some people enjoy making playlists and then you just piggyback.
For me, it's like what I'm listening to at the time. Like, it'll have like very different random genres on there.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. I'm not enough of a music person anyway to really be commenting on this.
Said the girl that just bought a piano.
Okay, well, that's different. I don't know all classical
music.
Yeah.
You're a boomer? Question mark?
Okay. Speaking of generations, we're all zillennials.
What is a zillennial?
What is a zillennial? Well, I think it's 96 to mid-2000s. I want to say pre-2010 for sure.
For those who don't know, it's a generation that's a cross between millennial and Gen Z.
Yeah, like on the cusp.
Basically, we didn't fit anywhere, and so now we're just going to make our own.
And I wonder if that's other generations, too. Like, anyone that's kind of in the in-between,
I feel like it's been such a big thing now because the rise of social media. Like, I feel like a huge thing for Gen Z is, like, they've always had social media and technology, and millennials obviously not. But for us, like, we had it when we were, like, end of middle school or something like that. Yeah. So it was, like, we didn't fully grow up with it, which is why it's, like, a weird thing.
Yeah, totally. We weren't thrown into it at such a young age. Like,
yeah, that's why I feel
more
like
Gen Z.
There's the cusp thing.
But we all took a quiz to see, like, what percent Gen Z we are, and we all got the exact same 67%. Which I'm sure the quiz only had like a few outputs anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
But
2/3 strong.
2/3, which I think is accurate. I feel like if I had to pick where we fall on the spectrum, it would definitely be more Gen Z than millennial.
Yeah.
Millennial just seems like more older.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's more distant to me. Yeah. I've never identified as a millennial. Like, whenever anyone said,
if
you guys
had,
are millennials.
I think I'd be concerned.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are like, yeah, we're millennials. I'm always
who
like,
who says
no.
that?
People? I don't
Name
know.
One person.
Who has said that to you? Who walked up and said that to you?
Well, the other day. Oh, Yuki, you have some funny, good questions for us to go through.
Yuki, be funny.
Yuki, be funny.
This is really stressful, guys. Okay, so there is a BuzzFeed thing that I guess it's been a hot topic because this was like from a bunch of tweets from like the past week or so.
Yuki, do we ever talk about anything that's not a hot topic?
It's trending.
Please.
These tweets are about like how you know like you're on the cusp.
Right, right.
So this person said, I'm a cusper and just generally identify with whoever's being less embarrassing at that moment in time, which is like honestly true.
That's so true.
Wait, yeah. Can you elaborate? I don't really follow that.
Okay, so like some millennials are being called out for like being like embarrassing and like you I don't are know a lot.
God, okay, this is sorry. Such a bad start for me.
But then Gen Z also gets a bad rep because they're just younger and like
yeah.
people say they're on their phones too much and whatever. So it's like whoever's
oh,
like
oh I see. So you pick what side you want to be on.
Side you want to be
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah, accurate. Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
It's basically like we're in between two and like it's bad both ways.
Sure, sure.
So whichever's the least yeah. bad at the time.
Gotcha. We're yeah. we're freeloaders.
We're freeloaders.
Mm. There we go.
How interesting.
The other funny one is my take on this is if your first phone was an iPhone, you're Gen Z. If it was a flip phone, you're a millennial. And if it was a slide keyboard, you're in the middle. Yes.
This is like the most accurate thing I've ever heard.
This is not accurate.
Wait, what was your first phone?
My first phone was a flip phone.
Oh, man.
You're a millennial.
You're a millennial.
I'm done. Old.
You're so old.
I had a slidey keyboard.
You had.
Then I had a flip phone.
No, you had a Peak.
Okay, the Peak wasn't a phone.
Okay, I had a Firefly first.
No, Peak wasn't a phone. It couldn't call. It could just send emails.
If anybody listening knows what a Peak is... You are elite. You are a rare breed.
I had two Peaks. I had a purple one, or a red one, and a blue one.
Yeah, it was the blue one. It was a beautiful blue.
It was
by
beautiful.
The way.
It was, really,
it was
pretty.
Really pretty. It almost looked like a BlackBerry if I had to describe it. But yeah, you couldn't call. You
no, it was
message.
Literally just emails.
Emails.
Yeah, it was emails.
Where did you find that?
Where did my dad find it?
Dude, your dad just knows everything.
Dude, you had so much. You had so much.
I could
you had a Peak.
I had the email at my fingertip.
You really did. I remember you emailing your like mom like on my way home.
Wait, when did you get your first phone?
My first phone. I think it was 7th grade.
Me too.
Okay, seventh. That's why. Because mine was like in 5th grade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
there
it was a flip
go.
Phone.
Well, when was your first like
choose your battle
phone that you like felt was like yours?
You were contacting friends, etc.
Yeah,
like
yeah that's a good.
High school when I got my iPhone.
Wait, no, but you. I remember in middle school you had a slidey phone.
I had a slidey
phone.
No,
Sid, I remember like, when we went to New Orleans, we both had slidey phones.
In 7th grade, yeah. But I didn't like, I feel like I didn't text
We
much.
Texted.
Bro,
we
now you're...
We texted it to okay. coordinate.
That's insulting, bro.
I don't have a good memory.
No, in New Orleans, we texted to meet up.
Did I have a slidey phone?
You must have. How else? I don't think you were texting me on your flip phone.
Bro, for a hot second there, in 6th grade, I had to text using the like flip phone keyboard.
Oh my God.
It made
God.
Me so frustrated.
Well, freshman year of high school, I had my iPhone rescinded Uh-oh. By my parents.
What happened?
I failed a class.
Oh, yes.
And
way to make her.
Yeah, that's okay. Just... I'm over.
Okay.
I'm stigmatized. I'm whatever. Reducing.
De-stigmatized?
Destigmatizing. Destigmatize failing world history.
Dude, do it.
I had my iPhone taken away for like 3 months, which I paid for, by the way. I didn't pay for the phone plan, but like I bought the iPhone myself.
Let it out, bro.
I was given a phone, like a flip phone.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a whatever, in like freshman year. Mm-hmm. It was a yeah. little bit embarrassing.
My brother lost his phone so many times that eventually my dad just gave him a flip phone.
That's smart.
And that's just what he had for a while. Honestly, I think he liked it because he didn't have to worry about his phone and he just didn't care.
I feel like for him, that's the right fit.
You know, sometimes it's a flip phone is the best thing you can do for yourself.
Jaleel, you are a loving and knowing father. Thank you for your service.
The best, yeah. All right, we compiled our own, what we think are stereotypes of being a zillennial. I feel like mine are really bad, so I'm going to let you guys go first. Then
you have multiple?
I have two.
Okay, then you go first. I'll name one.
Okay.
You have two, you go first.
I feel like they're not really stereotypes.
That's okay, we're just having a conversation.
I just want to say, okay, as a cusper, as you will, we grew up in the prime of Disney Channel.
Yeah,
we did grow up in the prime of Disney Channel.
100%. Don't give me a yeah.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah,
we didn't have Disney Channel, but
I didn't either.
I will say
me neither. I don't know how any of us watched it.
Right? Isn't that weird? Because
I didn't watch Disney Channel.
Oh,
I didn't have cable either, but I watched Disney Channel. And I don't
know.
Oh,
TiVo maybe.
How did you guys do that?
I think it was a lot at friends' houses.
Who was your friend?
No one.
Not me.
Danya.
Yeah, I think Danya had cable. Ugh.
She got you a Hannah Montana poster.
She did
for
she?
Best Friends Day. I remember that.
Okay.
Were you jealous? Is that why?
No, no, no. It was right when we, it was like in fourth grade when we met.
Dude, you said no a little too many times there.
Bro, I didn't know there was some jealousy here. You guys were fighting over me. I did go to a Hannah Montana concert
with your dad.
Flex.
With my dad. He did get earplugs.
That's honestly smart.
Again, Julia, you are a loving and knowing father.
That's actually true love.
We should rename this episode.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, no, he was. That was very nice of him to come. It was a different experience being with my dad. I remember there was, like, sitting next to us were these other girls. Like, she came with a friend, and they were also with a dad. And that dad also
oh, that's got too earplugs. Cute. Did your dad talk to him?
No.
Ugh.
Oh. You can't talk in a concert.
No, but you can, like, kind of, like, nudge dad or, nod. Like, yeah.
No,
like,
no.
Do a little acknowledgement.
Jaleel's not. That's not his vibe. He's a lone wolf.
He was like, yeah, I'm here for the concert.
Yeah, man. I do have to say, though, Miley, Hannah, did a lot of... It was a very well-done production. She did so many costume changes.
I can imagine.
Like, she was... Applause for her, because that was a really good concert. And the Jonas Brothers opened.
Oh.
You need to lead with that.
Sorry, I forgot. Yeah.
I think I know more about them now than I did
yeah,
when
same.
I was younger.
Because they came back.
But also, is that because I didn't have Disney Channel? We'll never know.
I think I was also too young to like boys back then or something like that. So like I felt like I wasn't like...
Yeah, right, Yuki. Please. Mm.
Yeah.
Biggest Directioner right across
from Oh, yeah. I was like 14.
I wasn't interested in boys.
I was interested in boys. I had more cerebral.
I wasn't a part of any fandoms.
I was more occupied with the more intellectual things in life.
Like reading. All right. Well, mine is kind of similar, actually.
Oh,
my
cool.
Stereotype or whatever. I said like watching early YouTube, like we were talking about earlier.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
All these humor channels and like cringe early humor and stuff. We like vlogs weren't a thing. Like we didn't watch vlogs. It was like really stupid funny videos.
Yeah, like weird comedy sketches.
Full productions though. They
really
were all
were.
Like definitely. A very full story.
Yeah. Yeah.
How to be ninja.
How to be ninja.
How animals would eat or something.
I don't remember that one.
Oh my gosh, if you don't know it.
Nice Guys Finish Last. Do you guys remember that? That song was so good.
I don't know what song.
Nice Guys Finish Last. That's why I treat you like trash. It's I can't believe I just sang
this. I really want to do.
Yeah.
I've never heard that song.
It was with Kevin Jumba. Do you remember Kevin Jumba?
Oh my
God. He was on The Amazing Race. But he was like
Nita Higa. Oh my God. This is like blowing my mind how you haven't thought about these people
right?
in so long. Sydney, we'll show you the video.
Kev Jumba, he was also another Asian YouTuber who was like really cringe humor.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, that was the golden age of YouTube humor, I feel
also
like.
Also Weird Al.
Yeah, Weird Al. Bought
like,
it
I feel
on
like,
eBay.
Yeah, that's what I was going on YouTube for, like funny or like music videos or like listening to music. Oh my gosh, the DJ Earworm remixes. Did you guys ever hear those?
No.
No.
It was like this DJ who like did a mashup of all the hit songs of like that year. It's really good.
Oh wait,
yeah,
I've
I'm
seen
sure
those
heard,
before.
Yeah, but they were super. I remember listening like to in 2009.
Can I say another fun thing on YouTube? Did you guys ever listen to the epic rap battles of
oh,
history?
Oh yes,
no.
Samara Hunter knows almost every single lyric to all of them.
Those were so good.
Epic the rap battles of history.
Oh
my God,
so good. The Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein one is gold.
So
again, after this, we're gonna show you.
Yeah,
these.
We should show you one of them.
They're so good. It's. Oh, those are so
they
good.
They have some really good ones. Like, oh, they have Miley Cyrus first Joan of Arc.
Oh, yes.
But they have another weird one that Hunter really liked. It was the Easter Bunny versus Genghis Khan. They have really weird ones.
What happened to them?
Those I don't
were
know.
Productions,
but they're really
too.
Creative. Yeah, like, I feel like YouTube was, like, such a... It was, like, a full-on show back then.
Yeah, and the rap battles one, too. Think about it. They're writing rap.
Yeah.
Like, for every single one of these videos. And good,
yeah,
like,
they were really well-produced.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mara's really passionate about it.
Yeah, I
rap
love
and
rap.
History, her favorite hobbies.
Coming together as one.
Yeah. Off the dome? That sounds like a lot to soak
off
in at
the
once.
Off the dome? Excuse me?
Yeah, like off the top of your head.
Is that a saying?
Yeah.
Is that a new one you just put out there for
people?
No, putting
it's
out some
real.
Feelers?
Bro, I haven't heard off the dome.
Me neither.
But I
kind of
like
it.
Yeah, I might use it.
Okay. I also want to say that I'm going to start... signing my emails with cheers.
I like
Ooh,
that.
That's millennial.
I always want to switch it up versus
I know.
Best.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
No one take that from me.
Best is safe.
Or you
best
could do all the best if you're feeling a little bit funky.
What about regards?
No.
No.
Too harsh.
No.
Warm
Absolutely
regards
not.
Is like a formal thing.
But that's, but like, can you imagine? You get an email from me. Something really good is inside. I'm telling you something so cool.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm picturing it.
You're sitting okay. there. You spit out your coffee. She's so cool. You read the last line. Cheers. Wow. Sydney.
Seals the deal. I would
spit out even more coffee.
You shed a tear because you like me so much.
You found the way into my heart, man.
Here's my thoughts. Off the dome, I love it. I love it.
Off the dome, thank you.
Cheers.
I love that.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
But like, how sincere does that sound? Like,
it sounds great. It really does. And it's,
I
like happy that. Too.
I might take it from you.
No, oh. I literally said, I'm going to take nobody it from you.
Bro, why would you share that?
Okay, I won't. But at the same time, you're not reading my emails. So
I won't know.
You won't know.
Speechless. You never know.
I'm speechless.
You do realize that all the millions of people that listen to this might steal it, right?
That's why I said, don't nobody take this away from me.
You called dibs.
I literally said, nobody take this away from me.
Okay.
After I said that.
Well, we may or may not.
Guys, as an aside, you can email each other, but if it's ever to Sid, don't sign it as cheers.
Don't.
I just don't. It can't become the new best.
No, that's true.
It won't. Don't worry.
We need to use it sparingly.
Yeah.
What about kindly?
That's nice.
Warmly.
Warmly. Kindly.
Do you guys want to know what my email signature was when I was like in middle school?
Oh god, I'm scared.
What?
I think it was like always laughing with you.
Oh my god, I remember that.
It's so bad.
I feel like that's another Zillennial thing. Like, we used email.
Oh, GChat?
Like, Gmail chat was... some drama went down on GChat, I'll be honest. Oh.
Let's not get into
it. Let's not get into it, but it happened on there.
We grew up, guys, in different worlds. Guys. I've never used GChat before.
No, Google Buzz.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what that is.
It got canceled. But then it became Google Plus,
no,
right?
But remember Google Buzz? I remember when I first used it, I was like, this is so fun.
I don't even remember what we did on it.
It was like a weird messaging platform.
Is that a Silicon Valley thing or is it a Zillennial thing?
We have to look this up after. Yeah. If you guys used Google Buzz,
how are you guys accessing these?
Google Buzz. It's on Google, on Gmail.
You know, you had a computer?
No. I didn't have it.
Then
my own computer.
How are you getting it?
I was like borrowing my like parents or something, like someone's laptop.
I literally have never heard of any of these things that you're talking about.
Smart. I found a email where you signed it, always did laughing you? With you. 2011, bro, but which no. by the way is like seventh grade.
Oh no. So, I signed middle school.
You hung on to that.
Guys, I'm no
is
shame.
Is this from Samar Ghul?
Yeah. Oh, I can't find it. It just says always laughing with you.
Yeah. See? How do you feel about that, Sydney?
Is it better than cheers? I mean, that can be your thing, but mine is gonna be cheers.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring it back.
I'm literally gonna do it. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna find an email to send and I'm gonna say cheers.
Do it. I like it. That's bold. It's unique.
It's the thing is, it's not exactly bold. It's like soft enough, sweet enough, unique enough.
Yeah. You pitched it. You pitched it, and
you're sold.
I'm investing.
Oh my god! Thank you.
Came to the Shark Tank and you won.
Thank you.
Sid, what are your what's a stereotype or something that you had?
Okay, my stereotype was, I guess it's a trend, like designer coffee. And
oh,
designer
yes.
ice cream or like food.
Designer ice cream.
Wait, I don't get it.
Now you.
Oh, design your.
Like artisanal. Fancy.
Oh.
Like fancy coffee. Oh.
Handcrafted.
Yes.
Small batch. Locally
small
made.
Small batch.
These are all the words I can think
Dairy-free.
Of.
Dairy-free.
Dairy-free.
Dairy-free coffee.
Gluten-free.
Glucose-free.
Yeah, glucose-free. It's air.
Fructose-free. Yeah, that's true. I think we're more willing to spend on food these days.
Okay, because think about like your parents or grandparents. They had like that one pot coffee maker. Now, like, we have Nespresso and, like, all these fancy, like, all these coffee bars.
How far we've come.
How far we've come. And I wouldn't change that for the world.
And we're not looking back.
Mr. Coffee? Who is he?
Who is he?
I can't say I've ever...
Okay, but you've seen it.
Sure.
You know who he is, but, like,
I know
who is
he? Yeah, but, like, who are you really?
I know you don't know him.
You guys
truly.
Aren't, like, you never met at a party or anything. But
no, like, I wouldn't give him my number.
No.
No.
You don't run in the same circle.
Yeah, yeah. But we like, know.
Friends of friends.
Acquaintances.
Yeah, that's true. Like, Emma Chamberlain came out with her Chamberlain coffee. Like, it's very, like...
Did she really?
Yeah, she has her own coffee thing. Yeah. It looks pretty cool. Ooh. The packaging is really nice.
What kind of coffee?
She has pods? So many different...
No, it's not pods. It's
ground?
Beans.
Beans.
Isn't it ground?
Oh, maybe it's grounds.
I don't know.
No, I think you're right.
Grounds or
yeah, I
beans.
Think you're right.
I don't know.
like sourcing sustainable coffee or something?
Swear, I don't know.
She's doing a great job.
Well, is what
she's
doing.
She's killing it.
Okay.
She really is. And there's so much stuff, and there's more than just coffee. She like fully built a brand.
She's a YouTuber?
Yeah.
I don't really follow
she's
her.
She's from the Bay Area.
Is she?
She's from San Bruno, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A neighbor. She runs in our circles.
She's one of us.
In our backyard.
She is a Valley girl.
But she's not in the squad.
No,
she's like
not.
A little outside. Yeah, for sure.
I'd have her on the pod, though, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we don't exclude anybody.
Okay, another thing, maybe this is just changing with the times, but like streaming services versus like TV.
Yeah, no one has cable anymore. Well, rest you in peace, you guys cable. Do.
No.
No, you don't anymore?
No.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That's a sign.
If my house did it, it's dead.
You guys are the leaders in all things.
Yeah.
But consider this. My parents still get Netflix DVDs. Throw that How into the is mix. That?
That's so precious.
How okay. is that still an option?
Can I just say that when I was in Palo Alto and I was on a walk the other day, I saw a little red Netflix thing sticking out of somebody else's mailbox. So surprisingly, my parents are not the only ones.
How do you know it was Netflix? Were you
I've
were
seen
you
that.
Digging?
I wasn't digging.
Little looky poo?
I took a little sneaky poo, but.
Oh my gosh.
Mail fraud.
White collar crime.
We love white collar crime. I love white collar. It's so good.
Can I quickly interject a podcast suggestion if Please. You're into white collar crime? Try red collar. Oh. It's when white collar crime gets deadly.
Okay, I don't like that kind of white collar crime.
I'm suggesting it to Sid then.
That took away everything I like about white collar crime.
Are you plugging another podcast on your own podcast?
I mean, we've done that before.
I've never done that.
I have.
I just want to say, and that means that I'm the only loyal Valley
Means you
girl.
Don't listen to enough yeah. podcasts, bro, is what it means.
She's loyal.
One track mind. All in.
There's a pun in there somewhere with track.
Yeah. Yuki said
Too
it.
Too bad you're not.
Everyone laugh.
I thought it was funny.
There's no punchline, but the joke
a
is there.
Classic Yuki joke if there's no punchline.
That hurt.
No, it's the truth, okay. man. It's the truth.
This article on The Face kind of talk. It's a website, I guess. Mm-hmm. Talks about how, like, technology is a huge thing for deciding whether you're Gen Z or millennial or zillennial. But this is so funny. It says, rather than Instagram or Snapchat, the social media platforms adopted by the zillennial childhood were Club Penguin.
Oh my gosh.
Sid, were you not on Club Penguin?
No.
Sydney, what did you do as a kid?
I don't know. I wasn't allowed on any of these.
I remember, like, do you remember coordinating with people, like, meet at this time on Club
yeah,
Penguin?
On this server, because there's different servers.
Yeah, because yeah. nobody had phones when yeah. you were in at that age.
That is so complicated, you guys.
Well, I mean, you had to, and then calling people on when home phones were still
oh,
a thing.
Oh, yeah.
No one has home phones
My
anymore.
Parents just got rid of their home phone, like, last year.
We That's still crazy. Have a phone.
Really?
Oh,
Does
really?
Anyone call it?
Spammers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my parents switched.
And
like,
my grandma.
They got like a free line from T-Mobile or something, so they just switched the home number to that just in case there are any like recurring.
Oh, yeah,
What
yeah.
was the point of a home phone anyways?
Well, there
was
no cell phones. There were cell phones.
No, I know that. But like my parents had cell phones like.
Well, because back then people still used the landline.
Yeah, and I think it was like the number that you were associated with. It's hard to like switch over your contact information and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just one of those things that dies out.
You must miss so many calls.
If you have a landline?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're when you're not home?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the voicemail was a big thing, man. It's not anymore.
You know what I think is cool? When they had car phones. I think that is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen in like the old movies how they pull them out.
Yeah, yeah. It's just crazy though, like thinking about how much younger kids have access to technology now, like even phones. Because I remember even in middle school, having to borrow someone's phone, having to borrow a friend's parents' phone, memorizing everyone's numbers.
Oh my gosh.
I remember when I would go to like the YMCA, I was, I think, the single biggest user of their lobby phone.
You were. I
always
remember
always calling somebody, my like parents, a friend, someone to come pick me up. Because I didn't have any other access to like a way to communicate with people.
Do you know my phone number by heart?
No, I don't know your cell phone by heart. I forget it every time. I forget everyone. I don't know Yuki's.
God.
I know it has a lot of eights in it. 838.
No.
That's
my home
address. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I don't know anyone's. I don't have. It's not like
yours.
Just
I know
you,
yours. Yours. Have,
I literally know yours.
How? But yeah, that's just crazy to me that kids have such easy access to phones now.
Yeah, and they were saying in this article that if like Gen Z, like the younger kids have iPads now, but we had like Nintendo DS or something like that.
Dude, yeah, Nintendo dogs.
Nintendogs.
Nintendo dogs.
Sorry. Okay, what?
No, I do remember Smart coming over to play on your pink DS, and then yes. we would walk the little dogs. I was, Smart, you wouldn't even believe how jealous I was of you.
Really?
I was so jealous that you had that.
You were living large. I feel
guilty, man.
You had all these little dogs at your disposal.
And it was really fulfilling on so many levels.
But it's one of those things that, like, when you go over to someone else's house or something, like, it seems so cool. So much cooler than when you have it your own.
Also, going over to someone's house was, like, a big deal for me.
A huge deal. You would set up a play date. But that's when you're, like, little.
But
little,
even still, when you're in, like, I don't know,
middle school. I feel like now it's just more, like, casual. Like, oh, yeah, like, I'll just take them. Like, if you're talking to another parent, you're like, I'll just take them. But when it was, like,
Why do you know this?
She's in the babysitting realm.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the business.
All right, yeah. She's in the baby She's an business. Industry native.
Like, all the time, they'll be like, hey, my friend is coming over. I'm like, who okayed this? Because it wasn't me.
I mean, I feel like my mom was like that.
They're texting.
They don't have phones.
They're not texting.
But yeah, like, before, like, your parents would have to set it up because you didn't have a phone. But also, I mean, I think it just depends on your parents, because my mom, I didn't have to tell her if somebody was coming over. But I think it just depends on how strict your parents are.
You're really cool house.
Was I? I think that
everyone went over to Smart's house.
Let's be real.
I mean, listen.
That place, kids rule.
Yeah, there was no authority.
There were no laws.
It's no man's land. Outlaws all of us. But yeah, like, I just like, yeah, come over. Like, my mom, I feel like she wanted me to be social, so she would be upset if I wouldn't have people over enough.
She didn't want you to be a nerd.
She didn't want me to be, yeah, or a loner, which, I mean, I am. I'm kidding.
Didn't work.
But yeah, so I think that might just be a parenting style difference rather than a generational thing on some level. Not 100% though.
My parents, like, I remember getting in trouble if someone was like, can I come over? And I said yes without checking.
Yeah, same. But I get that. I feel like I would want to know when kids are coming.
Yeah, it was just like other kids were like, hey, just come over.
Interesting.
Would you be okay with your kids?
I think I wouldn't really care. I mean,
but wouldn't you
want
to know who's coming to your house?
I mean, if I know the friend, if it's like an old friend,
yeah,
I wouldn't be like,
true, that's true.
Like, I know who this friend is, come over. But if it's like they're bringing new people over every time, I'd be like, yo.
Wouldn't you think they're kind of cool then?
They're scoping out the place.
I would a little bit worried. Home Alone. Yeah, but it's like, if I was bringing like you guys over, my mom knows you guys so well, I don't think she would care.
The difference is, if I showed up at your house, you'd be like, oh, cool. But if someone showed up at my house, I was like, oh my God, I'm uncomfortable. Like, I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, interesting. I mean, yeah, but that's just kind of different preferences. I don't know.
But now the kids are texting.
I would now just the like kids to say hang that. Out outside
the kids
the house.
Are probably... No, do Gen Zs do
the
Snapchat?
The kids have gone digital.
The kids are TikToking each other.
The kids have gone mobile, actually. Sorry, not
digital. Here's the thing. I think this is what a millennial is. Ooh. We consume TikTok, but we're not making them.
I think that's probably the best way you could describe it.
There are definitely some people who, in our age group, who are making them. But for the majority, I feel like millennials don't watch TikToks. Gen Zers are making them.
We're just in that sweet spot.
We're consuming them. We're not contributing, but we're taking it all in.
Isn't that just how we like to roll in society? I do want to say, though, there are millennials making TikToks.
There are. Yes.
I actually have to disagree with you now that I think about
it. Okay. Obviously, when I said it, it was not, it was a blanket statement. It didn't apply to every single millennial, but I would say that's a general stereotype.
I
want to.
Please
tell me a millennial. Tell me your favorite millennial TikToker.
Okay there's tell a me. Bunch. There's a bunch. I don't know what mine is.
I just want to say, though, because I honestly think that the TikToks that I find the funniest are not 15-year-olds making them. It's like our age or older. I don't.
You're on a different TikTok. Your
For You page.
Your For You page. You were on Russian TikTok.
Okay, that's because the algorithms were reading what you were saying, bro.
Bro, no.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's just my experience with that platform.
I feel like my TikToks are a lot like younger people.
Mm. Yeah, mine are too. They're like driver's license.
Yeah.
Prime example.
I would say they're older teens. They're not. Yeah.
Interesting.
And they're so funny.
Okay. Maybe I'll pay more attention. Are. I mean, that's not possible, Sydney.
TikTok or Vine?
Yeah, Vine's totally.
I was never on Vine.
I know. I was going to say, I feel like you're much more into TikTok.
I wasn't on Vine either.
I was repressed. And so now I'm getting it all out. God. And I'm like too into TikTok.
Yeah, I'm not realizing how many things we have to expose you to. Yuki, you were the biggest Vine person that I knew. And I would always watch Vines when I was at your house. And you would show me Vines.
I don't even know like what the app looked like.
It was very similar to TikTok.
Oh, okay.
You just scrolled.
But instead of like the video taking up the whole screen, it would be like a square, kind of like an Instagram. Yeah. But a lot of people started on TikTok. I know, like, Cody Ko and, like...
You mean Vine.
Sorry, you're right. A lot of people started on Vine.
The worlds are colliding.
I know.
Cody Ko does have TikTok, though.
You have to. I mean, yeah, true. He's a millennial. But, like, if you're, like, a comedian or something, I feel like you got to be on TikTok to be relevant.
That's true.
Especially since his humor is, like, geared a little bit toward younger people. I think... The difference between TikTok and Vine. Vine had like a lot of like memorable like phrases like, oh my god, an avocado.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Whereas TikTok, it's like trends where it's like, it's almost kind of like Twitter where it's like people putting their own spin on something.
Totally. It's a lot of people making the same video, but like their own.
Yeah. And someone pointed out something that was like, the trends are all very similar. It's just like a different way to like, it's like a new song that they're like, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Or tell me this without telling me this.
Yeah.
Those are like all over the place. I just think overall, being sort of, I guess, in between these generations or whatever is weird because you kind of feel like you don't belong in a way into like what's relevant, because I feel like right now all the conversation and focus is on Gen Z. Like, it's all about Gen Z this, Gen Z that. They're all over like every platform, whether they get negative exposure or positive. But
all press is good press.
All publicity, yeah. I almost feel like we're irrelevant now in a way. And I mean, there's so many like funny jokes about that too, about people, if you were born like in this time, like you're so old or whatever, but it kind of feels like that. Like, I feel like we're like no longer what's new and weird for people. Like, the focus is shifted now.
You want the attention to be back on you.
Yeah.
Well, I think that also comes with our age, like being 22, 23, like, okay, I'm definitely not a teen or a kid anymore, but also certainly not an adult.
Yeah. So it's just a weird time in life too. And especially now with everything in the media and everyone analyzing how every generation is different and this and that, like, you really feel the effects of growing up, I think, so much more than probably previous generations did.
Yeah. And I also feel like there's like a rivalry, like Gen Zers hate millennials. I feel like they really do. They're like trash talking millennials out there.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I don't like feel like a certain hatred toward
Gen Zers are like, millennials are far too traditional and like very close-minded.
But I was reading an article that was funny. It was like, well, yeah, that's how teens are. Teens aren't gonna think 30-year-olds are cool.
Yeah,
totally.
Which is so true. But there definitely is like having that like name of like millennial and Gen Z. There's such a stigma, such a divide.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it, you could even argue, is it like a social construct? But I think there is also a lot of, you really thought about that, Yuki.
Deeper level.
Yeah. I think there is a lot of studies though and research about like actually looking at trends within generations and like what they see. And I think Gen Z is by far the most diverse in terms of like the age group in the US specifically. I saw a stat about that. So I mean, there are things that are like actually different as you look at different age groups and like political beliefs, for example, and things like that are actually interesting to look at. But a lot of it too is just a way, because, you know, we do like to label ourselves. Labels are a big thing. So people want to feel maybe part of a group. They're like, yeah, I'm a millennial, or I'm this. And it makes you feel like you're part of something bigger, which is maybe why people don't want to let it go.
So if you had to choose one, which would you say you are?
Honestly, I feel like Gen Z gets a really bad rep.
So you think you're a millennial?
I don't think they have a bad rep.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's that bad.
All right.
Millennials were pretty beat up in the news a few years ago.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people bag on Gen Z for a lot of things that just have to do with them being their age.
Yeah, totally.
Being teenagers. So, but what about ignoring what the media says? Who do you feel like you are?
I think I would have to say closer to Gen Z. I feel like you guys would agree too, no?
I just want to say, I didn't know how much of a numbers gal you were until this podcast.
You?
Not really. Numbers. We can always count on you for the reports and the
guys,
rundown.
I'm the stats lady.
Can you tell she's an analyst?
Huh? God. But,
bro, you're an analyst too.
Bro, in a different way.
You're analyzing something.
It's a broad word.
Era. Quantitative gal,
because my like official title is a research analyst.
Ooh,
plug it.
Okay, no, but this is a funny story, because
add her on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
get her to 500.
Follow me. No, connect with me. That's the word.
Or follow.
You can do both.
You can. My brother, who's like in the world of academia, for him, research is something totally different. Like, research is like finding new things or like researching in a field.
Not Googling stuff.
Not like, that's not research in his mind.
That's spooky.
So he was talking to me and he goes, "You're not doing research." He's like, "That's just a wrong title." And I was like, "No, research can mean a lot of different things. I was like, when you do research or report in school, you're not discovering something, you're just researching. We had a whole debate about it, and he was like, you can't be called a research analyst.
A message for you. As someone who is in the business of discovering new things and opening their mind, please open your mind to Samar's definition of research.
Thank you.
Ibrahim, please tell us one new thing you have found that no one else has found.
Yeah, what have you discovered?
Yeah, tell us, bro.
That's true. When I think of research, I think of Googling and pulling from other sources to find something.
I've always thought about it that way, and I didn't think about how from a different field you could look at it from a different perspective. Like, to them, research is...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's spooky.
That's deep.
It's spooky stuff, man. So use your words correctly.
Or don't use them at all.
Don't use them at all. Yeah, I do like stats, Sydney. I think it brings a lot of evidence to this podcast. Evidence-based listening.
We're all about facts.
We're backing up the facts.
Yeah, we're
facts, no printer.
All facts, ooh, no printer.
Yeah, we're not here for just some light conversation. This is real stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to say that because I didn't really know that about you.
Sydney, I didn't know that you were so good at doing the TikTok sound.
Thank you.
Sydney.
Our arms working up. Our legs working up.
Sydney is probably the best imitator I know.
Which is for you guys, not,
just so you know that.
Not a lot.
No, you do some solid imitations.
I have maybe one or two.
You have more.
And one of them I just did.
You can highlight one each episode.
Okay.
That'll be it.
It's a lot of pressure.
Anything anyone want to discover something about me?
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
You're just sitting there saying like, hey guys, I discovered so much about you. Yuki, I didn't know that you were such a minimalist with your shirts.
Everything. With everything, she's a minimalist.
Oh, okay.
She owns her closet. If you look in her closet, you can see everything that she owns.
I want to turn it over to you, Yuki. How many shirts do you have?
I don't
know. Like, realistically.
Well, a lot of my shirts are, like, not shirts that I bought. They're, like, old, like, Chapman shirts. Or, like, shirts from events and stuff like that. Like, that's, like, most of my shirts.
Okay.
I don't know.
This isn't looking too good for
you. I would say I have maybe, like, 10 shirts that I, like, cycle through.
This is so odd because I feel like I don't see you in the same outfit. This is an old
one. That's an old one. Real old one, dude. No, but what's funny is... You're so minimalist, but I also remember growing up, your closet was...
I don't want to talk about my closet.
Scary. Like, it was...
Yeah.
So I don't know where it shifted.
No, it's still not a great situation. But my apartment in Santa Clara is it's a new leaf. It's very minimalist.
That's good.
I just, like, I have such a bad sense of fashion that I don't even
where... True. Yeah, no, Yuki, that is not true.
No, it's true. I just, like...
She's
like,
fishing now.
The lake is closed.
The lake? Fishing's illegal at this lake, bro.
I'm putting my worm on
my hook.
You
don't got a permit.
No, I remember, Smart, you said something one time that was, like, very true. Like, you were like, oh, you just wear a lot of basics, which is, like, very accurate. Like, I never take a risk.
Dude.
No, I remember this stuck with me.
Backhanded.
No,
Samar.
That wasn't very groundbreaking.
No, we were shopping and I remember I was like, oh, I don't know what to find. And you're like, yeah, you need to step out. You need to get more than just the basics.
Yuki, every time I go shopping with you, it's another shirt. It's another like plain.
What's wrong with the shirt? Clearly she needs more shirts.
No, but I'm saying then she's like, I don't have anything. I'm like, because you always buy basics.
Yeah.
And I kind of do that too, because that's sort of what you wear
Who
the most.
Who doesn't buy basics?
Yeah, well, but I would call your sweater not a basic. Like, that's
you
like.
You have this sweater, Yuki.
I know, and it was a statement piece for me.
It was a bold choice.
It was a bold choice. Like, Smart Sweater is
it's a miss.
Smart Sweater. Smart Shoes are certain.
That is most certainly a statement.
Thank you. They're my slippers. They're very warm.
They're not just slippers, though.
They're booties. I just wear them around the house.
Like, UGG.
Yeah.
Style slippers.
It's so nice because you don't have to, like, I don't know, like, it keeps your ankles warm. Yeah, Yuki, you buy a lot of basics, but I think if you branch out, you're set.
Well, I want to do a big clothing haul.
For the podcast. We're going to describe to you each piece of clothing.
Yeah. So let me know any good shops online that are not expensive and not Shein.
That's very Gen
Z of you. I realized
we
said that wrong the whole
episode. So what is it? Shein or Shein?
It's Shein.
Oh.
I didn't know.
It's very.
Or I didn't catch it.
Gen Z sustainable fashion.
Well, it doesn't have to be too sustainable.
Just like a little sustainable.
Just don't be evil.
Don't be evil, but also give me a fair price.
That's all we can ask for. All right, guys, any wrapping up thoughts about this very...
Give a TLDR.
Smart, once again, that means too long, didn't read.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
that's okay.
My good God.
Acronyms and me just don't get along.
TLDR, millennials get confused because we don't know where we are, but also we wouldn't change where we are because we get the best of both worlds.
I agree.
I love that.
Not too much technology exposure, but just enough to have fun. You wish you were us. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to your favorite podcast.
Follow us, review us, just do all the things that need to be done.
Bye.
Adios.